Day 37, April 10th. Today's reflection is based on Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 16, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Andy Bassardi, class of 2023. The truth will set you free, but not until it is finished with you. David Foster Wallace. It is a difficult thing to accept the truth. The road to acceptance may lead through denial, but denial is a tough terrain to cross. In Jeremiah 26, the prophet laments over the state of Jerusalem and pleads for repentance. However, verse 7 states that the priests, the prophets, and all the people rose up against Jeremiah's words and condemned the audacity with which he spoke against the status quo. The bad news about Judea was rejected by everyone. For the initial readers of Jeremiah, those living after the exile, Jeremiah 26 is a stirring reminder of the power of denial. They lived in the aftermath of Jeremiah's original audience, and of those people's rejection of Jeremiah's words. This passage reminded them how easy it is to ignore one's faults. The chapter served, and serves, as a warning to future generations that we ignore our sins to our own peril. However, Jeremiah 26 also gives us reason for hope. The prophet is clear. If you are willing to heed the truth and allow God to transform you, the default future of exile and pain is avoidable. For us today, telling the truth about our sin can open us to the life-transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Sin thrives in secrecy and shame. Sin cannot survive the intense and blinding light of the truth. May Jeremiah's words stir in you as well. May they remind you that the purpose of self-awareness is not to drag us down, but to release us from the burdens which have already dragged us down. May they remind you that the sting of recognizing our sin can also be the key to finding our freedom. Today's prayer. Creator God, shine the light of truth in the corners of our hearts. Illuminate the parts of ourselves which we would rather not be seen. May they be held in the gracious love and compassion of your Spirit. May we let the truth do its work in us, that we might be changed into people who can increasingly love you and our neighbor. In the name of the crucified and risen Jesus. Amen.